Coming up next on WNCW is this week's More to the Story. I'm your host, Paul Foster. My guest today is a reporter with Smoky Mountain News. We want to welcome back to the program, Holly Case. Holly, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Holly, the first story that we want to jump into this morning is one that's been similar in state after state for some time now about a Confederate statue. Going back over the summer, you've reported for some time on one that certainly received a lot of attention in downtown Silva, haven't you?
Yes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about this one that's referred to as Silva Sam. What's the history, which I think goes back to what, about 1915?
Yeah, that's right. The statue was erected in 1915 through a community effort seeking to honor the deeds of the Confederate soldiers and their wives, both living and dead, or at least that's what it says in an August 27th, 1915 article in the Jackson County Journal, which was the newspaper of the day. The dedication was a really big deal. People came from all over the place, according to another journal article. The event drew more than 700 people to a celebration that included speakers, a parade, a free picnic lunch, and various musical performances as well.
There have been a lot of mixed feelings when it comes to these Confederate statues, what's been going on in our country for some time now. So I would imagine when it comes to Silva Sam, there's certainly been a lot of emotions that have been intense at times, no matter what side someone is on.
For sure. A group calling itself Reconcile Silva actually formed this summer out of some of those feelings, out of some of that conviction that the statue is really a racist symbol and needs to go. They say that that legacy of racism goes all the way back to the beginning, that it's not a somber memorial. It's more of a rallying point, I guess, if you will. Just the tenor of the whole celebration to erect it was much more joyous and celebratory than somber and reflective. They point to the speaker that the town had originally hoped to have dedicate the monument. He didn't end up being able to make it due to a family emergency. Julius Carr actually spoke at the dedication of a similar memorial at UNC Chapel Hill. And if you were to look up a transcript of that speech, it included some blatantly racist and even violently racist statements. On the other hand, though, there's folks who very much support the statue. Their great-great-grandfathers fought in the Civil War. To them, it's essentially a tombstone to especially those people who didn't come home or those people who were prisoners of war and died and were buried in mass graves. They say that their ancestors were poor whites who probably had little conception about what the Confederacy was actually about and were forced to fight, and that to them it's a symbol of their heritage and their roots in this mountain region.
Let's go into early August, and that was the time that Jackson County commissioners actually voted and made a decision on the statue, wasn't it?
Yes, and that vote came at the request of the Silva Town Board. That board voted July 27th in a 3-2 vote to pass a resolution asking the county to move the statue. The statue is very prominently located in downtown Silva. It's kind of midway up the hill that sits at the end of Main Street. The old historic courthouse, now the library, is on that hill, and there's steps going all the way up it. The statue is midway between. It's visible, and it's really iconic view of the town. And even though it is in downtown, it's located on county property. That's why the Silva Town Board could not decide to remove it, but they could say that they wanted it to be moved and ask the county to do so. But there was nearly 2 hours of public comment preceding the county vote on August the 4th. Commissioners ultimately decided to deny the resolution from the town of Silva and vote to keep the statue. However, they decided to make some changes to it. Principally, the Confederate flag will be removed from its pedestal, and also the words, "Our Heroes of the Confederacy," will be removed as well. And they plan to cover up that flag with a plaque detailing Jackson County's involvement in the Civil War.
On More to the Story, we're having a conversation with Smoky Mountain News reporter Holly Case. Holly, let's go from that story and jump into another one that you've worked on recently, and it actually deals with Western Carolina University. There was recently some outrage by many students, faculty and staff and others after some videos emerged online of some students displaying behavior of bigotry and racism.
That's right. The first video shows three female WSU students. The first one performs a rap that includes the N-word in it. And then the second one says if a black person uses a racial slur to you as a white person, then it's okay to use the N-word back to them. And the third says it's okay if you end that word with an A, not an E-R. Shows two WCU students who are male. They're both talking about how their recent use of the OK symbol was not meant to be racist. It was just meant to mean OK. They talk a lot about how they're not being racist. However, you do hear examples of the N-word in that video. The university came out really promptly and condemned the videos, condemned their contents. And by 7 p.m. August 23rd, so really just a few days after these videos surfaced, the university had announced that the five students in the videos are, quote, no longer enrolled at WCU and will not return.
The university also called the videos a violation of the Code of Student Conduct, or they certainly looked into that immediately, didn't they?
They did, and it is a student issue, so there are some pretty stringent privacy rules around that. The university didn't actually explicitly say that the students were expelled. They just said that they are no longer enrolled and will not return. And they were also not able to comment on which particular aspects of the student code of conduct those students had violated, if any.
Did we see some reaction from students and others actually taking to campus to react to what they witnessed in the videos?
Absolutely. The group Reconcile Silva that I mentioned in our earlier discussion about the statue, they had actually, before the video surfaced, before all of that, they had planned to have an event on campus, talk to students about the mission of Reconcile Silva, and to reach out to the campus community. That event occurred on Monday the 24th, so the first day of classes after the video surfaced. The event was very well attended. There were about 200 people there, many of them carrying signs. They took turns with the microphone, many of them discussing the videos in particular and how those videos had hurt them. Then, 2 days later, on Wednesday the 26th, hundreds of students turned out for a unity march organized by the football team. Most students were wearing purple, many were carrying signs, and they marched all around campus from the fountain area and then returned to the fountain area for a brief speaking program featuring student leaders as well as Chancellor Kelly R. Brown.
Always staying busy on so much news in that part of Western North Carolina. People like Holly Kays, Corey Garrett, and all the rest of you folks at Smoky Mountain News, we appreciate your input on more to the story from time to time. And Holly, again, thank you for being with us today.
Always a pleasure, Paul. Thanks.
You can also find More to the Story podcast on our website at wncw.org. I'm Paul Foster.